The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Jesus said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to the judge saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while the judge refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Like Jacob, I confess that I've had my fair share of wrestling through the night, especially lately. So many sleepless nights, tossing and turning, eventually giving up and getting up in the wee hours of the morning because my brain can't seem to shut down. Today, as the lessons were being read by Mason, it struck me hearing that second reading once again, and it was something that I wasn't planning to preach on this morning, but I have to say that it struck me when he got to the part about saying this letter that's written to Timothy, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. And then I was thinking, as I heard Mason read that, I was thinking about how Jesus ends the parable saying, when he returns, will he find faith on earth? Perhaps that's why I have so many sleepless nights. Because I worry. I worry about passing on the faith to the next generation. And yet, as you saw with the children coming forward today, there is hope. So thank you, parents and grandparents, for nurturing your children in the faith, and for the ways in which our children interact with us on Tuesdays and Sundays and in the days between. In all that they do, I hope you children know that this community is praying for you. But on my sleepless nights, when I find myself tossing and turning in bed, sometimes like Jacob, I don't know who it is I'm wrestling with. Myself, someone I've hurt or wronged or harmed, something I've done or left undone. All I know for sure is that the days can be unbearably long whenever sleep eludes me, and I suspect that's true for many of you as well. But I can tell you from my experience, things seem to go far better when I heed the wisdom of Jesus by not losing heart and instead turning to God in prayer. In fact, whenever I find it myself reorienting and trying to focus my attention on the blessings of God, whenever I'm praying in earnest, once again, like Jacob, I get through the night and the morning's dawn comes, and I have this overwhelming sense of gratitude, having been blessed, even if I walk away with a hitch in my giddy-up and a foggy brain from lack of sleep. Still, on those occasions when I find myself wrestling through the night, I often take comfort in the hymns of the faith, in the liturgy that we share in on Sunday mornings. Liturgy meaning the work of the people, the Kyrie, the hymn of praise, those sacred hymns, and the sacred scriptures that I've committed to memory. In fact, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 121, and it was assigned for today, and yet we didn't read it or chant it. And so I want to take a moment to reflect on it now. It begins with the words of the psalmist who cried out, "I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come?" And like the psalmist, I find myself answering my own question. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Through the faith that has been passed on to me, I'm able to recall the promises of God and trust that God will not let my foot be moved. God who keeps me will not slumber. God who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Through faith, I've come to believe and trust that the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my shade at my right hand. The sun shall not strike me by day, nor the moon by night. And that the Lord will keep me from all evil. The Lord will keep my life. The Lord will keep my going in and my coming in from this time on and forevermore. Now, having said that, I know how difficult it is to pray always, to pray without ceasing, and not to lose heart. I know how hard it is to trust, to believe, to let go and let God, to pray, "Not my will be done, but thy will be done." None of us comes into this world without struggle. And we don't manage to get through this life without some pain, broken hearts, a few bruises, a scar or two. Daily life is challenging. And yet, like Jacob, who wrestled through the night and was blessed with a new name, Israel, and like the psalmist who gazed up for help, I want to remind you of those ancient promises. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time onward and forevermore. So where do we turn when we don't know what to do? When we're feeling hopelessly lost or alone, when worries of our lives and the lives of our loved ones and of the whole world consume our thoughts, when you find yourself wrestling through the night, open your eyes, unbind your hearts, unplug your ears, and hear again the words of Jesus. Pray always, and do not lose heart. Like the widow, be persistent. Be relentless. Persevere. Don't give up. Make your requests known to God. And even when your prayers seem to go unanswered or they're delayed in coming, and you feel as though no one is listening, keep on praying. And remember this: our God is a merciful God, gracious, forgiving, loving. Our God is always ready to listen to our cries. And finally, let me remind you, like Jacob, you have been given a new name, a new identity. A whole new day has dawned each time we open our eyes and rise up in the morning. You are a sheep of God's fold, a lamb of God's flock, a sinner of Christ's own redeeming. We are all of us, beloved children of the beloved. And like Jacob, Israel, we have been blessed to be a blessing. This, my friends, truly is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Amen.